This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. A court decision over a contested plan for a rock quarry in Wake County is expected to come down within a week. The planned quarry site is a strip of forest near the Raleigh-Durham Airport adjacent to Umstead Park. The area has become a haven for hikers and mountain bikers. Nearby residents and activist groups are fighting the quarry's construction, and they've asked a judge to stop the project. WUNC's data reporter Jason DeBruin was out to that contested site, and he joins me now. Welcome, Jason.
Hi there.
So talk a little bit more about this land. I think I located it. What does it look like?
You nailed it. It's right now very wooded, very forested. If it weren't for all the no trespassing signs around it, you might actually even think that it's a part of Umstead. As you said, it sort of connects right to it. Bordered on three sides. It's off the Harrison Avenue exit. If people mm-hmm. are driving on 40 right now, it's the exit that people would normally take and go towards Cary. If you went the other way, there's Umstead and this and Wakestone, the existing quarry where they want to expand and build another quarry.
All right, and tell us a little bit more about that. There is a quarry owner who already has a quarry very nearby, right?
That's right. The company's Wakestone. They're a local mining company. They sell stone they have for, 30, 40 years. And that the existing quarry is nearing the end of its life. And so in order to continue operating and continue selling stone, they want to mine more stone. The property that's directly next to the existing quarry is also filled with good stone that you can crush up and make good rock out of. And so they figured, hey, it'd be a great idea for us to just expand onto this property that's, our neighbor right now. The property is actually airport property, so that's when they got the lease. They got that lease, and that's when people got
upset. It's slightly more complicated. Is it? The airport is controlling it, right? The airport authority controls it, but it's owned by...
So it gets a little bit tricky. The four governments actually own the land, the four governments being Durham City, Durham County, Wake County, and Raleigh. There is the airport authority. The airport authority is made up of people who are appointed by those four governing bodies. So there's a lot of control that those four governing bodies have ceded to the airport authority. We'll probably talk about this later, but this is one of the contentions from the people at the Umstead Park who oppose the quarry because they say that it actually needs to come back to the four governmental bodies for a decision. But the airport authority is saying, no, I mean, they have already ceded that authority to us, so the buck is allowed to stop with us on this particular issue.
And when it did, they decided to lease this property. They've already made that decision, right?
They have. So they have. They've leased the property to Wake Stone. It's about, the expected life of this new rock quarry would be in the neighborhood of 30, 35 years. At the end of that lease, of course, as with any lease, the property does still, the airport still does retain control of the property. So Wake Stone wants to mine the rock out of that property, sell it, and then the airport. Sell the rock, also the timber. But some of that revenue would come back to the airport authority. That's the benefit to the airport.
Let's talk about the revenue. How much money is involved here?
So it's a percentage of sales, but the estimate is about $25 million that the airport authority would get out of the deal. And that's the Umstead Coalition people will tell you that that's a bad estimate. Maybe not. Wakestone, they've been in this business for a while. I think they can probably make a pretty good estimate of how much revenue they're going to generate over the life of a quarry.
Right, but that would be less than $1 million a year, essentially, for the lease of this land, right? Yeah, $25 million over 30 years.
That's right. That's right.
Even if that estimate was correct. So let's talk about some of the objections to this. One is over this question of leasing the land because of the way you have to use this land, right?
Exactly. And it does bring up an interesting thought experiment. If you lease a piece of property, take off all the timber, dig up all the stone, and leave a giant pit, like, are you really leasing it? The people who oppose the quarry have likened it to leasing a car, but then returning it with no seats and with no engine. I don't know that that's exactly apples to apples, but it is at least an interesting thought experiment to say this is certainly not a traditional kind of lease where you're not, you substantially are changing the property, even if it's not in a bad way, whatever. But nonetheless, you are substantially changing the property without buying it. You're only leasing it.
Right. And talk about how it's used now. You said lots of no trespassing signs, but really not enforced. So how is that land being used?
Right. So this is where it also gets a little bit sticky. Basically, the airport has turned a blind eye to people who have been trespassing on it for many years. Mountain bikers specifically use it because there's not a lot of off-road places to cycle in the Triangle, particularly in Wake County. And so that has become a favored spot for off-road cyclists. But it is clearly marked no trespassing. I think they even know that they're technically trespassing, but of course, you know, if something has been sort of turned a blind eye to for many years, you know, you sort of get used to being able to do it, and then when somebody tries to take it away, I can understand where that'd be a little bit frustrating, even if you recognize, hey, we're doing something that we actually technically shouldn't be doing.
And then two groups have banded together to ask a judge for an injunction against the quarry. One of those groups, the Umstead Coalition, and I want to hear a clip from that group's chairperson, Jean Spooner.
The proposed new quarry pit next to Umstead State Park, we believe, would not be a good use of the property nor a good neighbor. This is one of the most environmentally sensitive critical land acquisition areas for identified next to Umstead State Park. And it is a piece of property where we believe the best use of this property is in conjunction with the existing recreational corridor.
That's Jean Spooner, chairperson of the Umstead Coalition, a group that's trying to preserve. The group is dedicated to the preservation of Umstead Park. The coalition and the cycling group have asked for an injunction against the RDU quarry project. Well, it does raise the question. I mean, it's a park now, but it belongs to the airport. I mean, it could be a runway someday, right?
So interesting you should bring that up. That was actually one of the reasons why the airport actually acquired the property years ago, is there were some long-range plans to have a runway kind of come that direction. Those plans have since been abandoned, and the runway is going in the opposite direction. So the airport doesn't need that property for any kind of a runway expansion anymore, or at least not in their current plans. So that's actually one of the other arguments that the Umstead Coalition makes, is that, okay, you got this land because you thought you were going to make a runway over here. You're not going to do that anymore. So now you should let it go back to be, you know, to being in nature, or to let perhaps even let a conservation fund or something acquire it and officially make it part of Umstead Park or something of that nature. The airport authority has thought about that and decided that's not the route it wants to go.
Because clearly you're not going to use it for another 30 years if you're ready to lease it for that long, $25 million. But the airport does have plans, and it says it can use that money, right? Is that what it says?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the airport actually has some pretty significant plans. It has essentially a $2 billion list of plans for expansion. Most notably, they want to make the runway longer and stronger, which would allow for larger planes to land and take off so that they could have longer direct flights to Asia, perhaps. Of course, these are all things that are good for economic development. The land itself would not be impacted by such a runway project, but of course, $25 million would help to fund that. I mean, okay, maybe
$25 million over 30 years in a $2 billion project. I don't know what the math is on that.
Sure. So compared to $2 billion, maybe it's not very much, but it's 25 more than you had yesterday, right? I mean, it's still, you got to find money from all kinds of different places. And so here's one little pot of money that they're looking to tap.
One of the concerns of this coalition beyond the deforestation and sort of having this big hole there is the creek that runs through it, right? Tell us more about that.
Right. So that's Crabtree Creek, and it sort of snakes right along the outside, sort of on the Durham side, if you will, of the existing quarry. It would snake between the two quarry pits. There is some concern by environmentalists that this would, you know, you basically have almost like a creek going across this little sliver of land between two quarry pits.
Right.
The Wakestone has looked at it and they said it's not a problem. The creek would be able to, no problem, it would be suspended and there would be no disruption to Crabtree Creek water flow. But there is that concern of some people that were something to happen, it could disrupt the creek.
Do you need to bring in outside investigators beyond the stone company to say, you know, do an environmental impact study?
That's certainly something that could be done. There have been some studies done that were funded in part by the Umstead Coalition. I think Kerry did one as well. And so there have been some environmental concerns raised. But not to the level where the state has stepped in and said that, no, you can't do this because we say so. These would all be sort of like, you know, one private study versus another private study.
Is a restoration any part of the lease agreement? what you do when you're gone?
It is, in fact. And you might be aware that in other places, quarries do sometimes turn into nice nature preserves. And it certainly could happen here as well, that after they're done mining, that the quarry eventually fills in with water and that it's a decent-looking lake with a nice nature preserve. I might add that Wakestone has also said that they're dedicating some money to building setting aside some land and helping to fund an actual off-road cycling center that would then be legal for off-road cyclists to use. So they're saying that, hey, if you give us this little part over here, after we're done with it, we'll let it become a nice nature preserve. And oh, by the way, we'll also put in an off-road cycling place where you can legally go. There is some skepticism, to say the least.
It's not part of the lease agreement, so they haven't signed anything?
Right, right. Well, some of it is. There's parts of it that are actually part of the lease agreement, and so that would have to be followed up on.
Right.
For how long, and then who takes the land after that. There's some skepticism of would Wake County want to continue the upkeep of the property after Wakestone has left. I think it's a lot of money. You think it's a lot of. I don't think it's. I mean, there's some disagreement over how much money it is, and would Wake County be amenable to coming in and maintaining the land after that? But nonetheless, it's not like Wakestone is just saying, "Hey, we're going to dig this up and leave." I mean, they're at least trying to meet people halfway. I think it's fair to say nobody in the agreement is getting everything that they want, Wakestone included. But from Wakestone's perspective, at least, it's something where they can be a responsible neighbor, you know, try to make things better at the end of their lives.
So very, very briefly, the legal request, where are we now?
Waiting for the judge's ruling, which should come down any day. Frankly, I kind of had expected it by now. The judge was with a murder trial before this, so clearly quite busy. But we're expecting to hear the judge's ruling. It's Judge Graham Shirley. We're expecting him to make a ruling on all of this here, and literally perhaps even this week.
Jason DeBruin, WUNC's data reporter. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
More on his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we'll talk about threats to North Carolina's drinking water on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.